Section 5. Basic Driving. Starting the engine. Check the vehicle owner's manual for how to start a vehicle. To start the engine, place your right foot on the brake pedal and check the gear selector lever for park. Place the key in the ignition and turn the ignition switch to the on position. If the vehicle has an engine start button, push and release it. Once the engine is started, check the gauges and if there are any indicator lights on the dashboard that need attention, fuel level, oil level, ABS, airbags, etc. Moving the vehicle. Move the gear selector lever to D, drive. Look in front of the vehicle to ensure the path moving forward is safe and check for any traffic or obstacles on the sides, behind, or in any blind spots, by looking over your shoulder. Signal and if safe, move your foot to the accelerator and press gently. Accelerate gradually and smoothly with the top of your foot on the pedal and the heel of your foot on the floor. Stopping the vehicle. Check your mirrors for traffic at the rear of your vehicle. Move your foot from the accelerator to the brake pedal. Press with steady pressure until your vehicle comes to a stop. Steering. A steering wheel is turned in the direction you want the vehicle to move, whether moving forward or in reverse. Place both hands on the outside of the steering wheel on opposite sides. Your grip on the steering wheel should be firm but gentle. Use your fingers to grip the steering wheel instead of the palms of your hands and keep your thumbs up along the face of the steering wheel. Never turn the wheel while gripping it from the inside of the rim. The proper grip on the steering wheel of a vehicle is extremely important. Think of the steering wheel as the face of a clock. Place your left hand at the 7 to 9 o'clock position and your right hand at the 3 to 5 o'clock position. Your grip should be firm but not too tight. Both of your hands should remain on the steering wheel at all times except when one hand is performing some other necessary function of driving, such as shifting gears, turning on the windshield wipers, or giving hand signals for turning, slowing or stopping. It takes practice to get a feel of the vehicle you are handling. When you are first learning to handle your car or truck, choose lightly traveled rural roads, when possible. After you feel you can steer the vehicle accurately, making the tiny adjustments that are constantly necessary in steering, then you will be ready to practice other driving techniques such as turning and parking. Hand-to-hand steering. Use hand-to-hand steering, commonly called push-pull steering, when turning the wheel during normal driving activity going forward above 10 to 15 miles per hour. When using hand-to-hand steering, your left hand grasps the wheel between 7 and 8 o'clock and your right hand grasps the wheel between 4 and 5 o'clock. Depending on the direction of the turn, your right or left hand pushes the wheel up and the opposite hand slides up, grasps the wheel and pulls down to continue the turn. While the pulling hand moves down, the hand that initially pushed up slides back toward its original position to make adjustments as needed. The driver should use the area on the wheel between 11 and 8 o'clock with the left hand and the area on the wheel between 1 and 8 o'clock with the right hand, regardless of the direction of the turn. Simply reverse the hand-to-hand process to bring the vehicle into your intended path. With your left hand positioned in the area between 7 and 9 o'clock and your right hand positioned in the area between 3 and 5 o'clock, there tends to be less muscle stress. Therefore, less steering to cause any weaving in a lane. With your arms next to your body, it is more natural to keep both of your hands on the wheel at all times. Since your hands and arms never cross over the steering wheel, there is less chance of injury to your face, hands, and arms in the event of a frontal crash when a vehicle is equipped with a driver's side airbag. This is the preferred method of steering. 2 and 10 o'clock is not recommended because it can be dangerous in vehicles equipped with airbags. Hand-over-hand steering. Use hand-over-hand steering when turning the wheel at low speeds, such as at an intersection or when parking the vehicle. When using hand-over-hand steering, your left hand grasps the steering wheel between 8 and 9 o'clock and your right hand grasps the wheel between 3 and 4 o'clock. Depending on the direction of the turn, use the right top third of the steering wheel to move the wheel to the right and use the left top third of the wheel to move the wheel to the left. This process is repeated as necessary. Simply reverse the hand-over-hand process to bring the vehicle into your intended path. One-hand steering. Use one-hand steering only when backing up or operating vehicle controls, wipers, flashers, lights, etc., that require a temporary reach from the steering wheel. The placement of one hand on the steering wheel at all times is critical to vehicle balance, steering reversals, and to avoid potential injury. When the driver is required to reach for an operating control, it is important to keep the other hand in the normal vehicle operating position of 8 to 9 o'clock or 3 to 4 o'clock, depending on the steering wheel design. This maintains vehicle stability, reduces steering reversals, and allows for additional steering efforts as needed. The only time that 12 o'clock is recommended is when backing a vehicle to the left or right and the driver has to turn in the seat in order to see the path of travel to the rear. Backing up. Follow these steps to back a vehicle up safely. Check behind the vehicle before you get in it. Children and small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your foot on the brake and shift to reverse. Grasp the steering wheel at the 12 o'clock position with your left hand. Place your right arm on the back of the passenger seat to the right and look directly through the rear window. Occasionally check your mirrors when backing up, but keep in mind that these mirrors do not show the area immediately behind your vehicle. If your vehicle is equipped with a rearview camera, occasionally check it while backing up. Accelerate gently and smoothly, keeping your speed slow. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing up. Steer slightly in the direction the rear of the vehicle should move. If backing up while turning, make quick checks to the front and sides. Continue looking to the rear until coming to a complete stop.